Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, so the headline reads, Gym, G-Y-M, gym, like gymnasium, place that you train, tells woman she's too fat for workout equipment. Let me play the news piece for you. I think this came out of Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are a couple of different ways to attack this. Because I think when you're not a person that's overweight, you don't see weight discrimination, but you're... This may be a case right here.
We'll talk about it after.
Okay, because you don't think it's discrimination
at
all?
I think there's more to the story than what the headline says.
Okay. This is from Oklahoma City.
You know, most of us join a gym with a goal in mind to lose weight and to get healthy. But when a Metro woman joined, she says the gym told her to stop exercising. It's the start of why she called Consumer Watch's Amanda Taylor for help.
Hey, Michael. What?
5 months ago, Sandra Ruiz gave birth to her son, but with that came an unwanted addition, weight gain.
I'm tired of being fat because when I go to the stores, I can't find clothes that would fit me. I haven't worn jeans in about a year.
That's why last month she joined Mademoiselle Fitness Center in South Oklahoma City. All was well until she says a worker approached her while she was on a stationary bike and told her to get off.
The lady said that I couldn't get on the machines because we were overweight. So everybody was watching, seeing what was going on, and I got very, very sad because I'm so emotional about my weight right now.
She says they told her she could instead use their aerobics room to walk in. But she says if she just wanted to walk, she would do it outside for free. And that's what she's doing now. And why she wants out of her contract and doesn't feel she should have to pay their cancellation fee.
If y'all didn't want big people to get on y'all's machine, y'all would have told us so, and if we would have known, we would have never came here.
So we went to the fitness center and talked with the owner. He wouldn't go on camera, but says Sandra had been informed from the very start that there were certain pieces of equipment she couldn't use for her own safety and also because of the equipment's weight limits. We took a look at Sandra's contract. It doesn't show any stipulations. The owner also says they made up a workout program specifically for her, including water aerobics, but she was, quote, like a kid in a candy store, saw all the equipment and wanted to try it all right then.
But he tells us 2 weeks ago he had already decided to let her out of her contract. And now, because of the unusual circumstances, he's also waiving that cancellation fee.
A little insensitive to use the analogy like a kid in a candy store.
Come on.
That's what I just kept reaching and grabbing for everything. He couldn't stop her. Now, it was like she was addicted to sugar.
Yeah. I don't think... Obviously, the gym did not handle it right to try to embarrass her in front of other people, but you know, because it was within earshot of... You know, people around her trying to work out when they told her to get off the bike and go into the aerobic room. But the other part of the story was that when she joined, according to the gym, they told her there's only certain equipment you can use for your own safety and that here is what we suggest.
1-877-588-BERT, and that's B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. Really what you're looking at, though, is a he said, she said situation because it's not in the contract anywhere.
Exactly. If it's not written, he could be coming up with that after the fact. Well, we told her in advance she couldn't get on this and that and the other thing.
Right.
And if you join a gym, it's like the standard. Like, it's not a really personalized contract, though.
But I wouldn't assume that if I'm an obese person and I go to a gym, I would not assume that there were some pieces of equipment that I could and could not go on.
Agreed.
And if it's not in the contract, again, it just becomes a he said, she said.
Yeah, it definitely does. It's so rude. That's why she's going to the gym in the first place, you know? To get healthier and lose weight and feel better.
But it's not rude. It's not rude if they told her.
And then we just don't know that.
And then what if the equipment happened to have broken? Then she could have sued for injury.
How come I'm imagining a breaking, like, with springs popping out and making pew noises?
I don't think that, but if something bad would have happened.
Here is, this is one post that I had on my Facebook page from Chris who said, I don't see gym equipment breaking on The Biggest Loser when there are people that are over 400 pounds competing. This woman, by the way, was 385 pounds.
Mm-hmm. We just don't know what kind of equipment it was.
they showed a picture of the gym, and we have the video up online at thebirchshow.com. And it looked like pretty standard stuff, like any LA Fitness that you would go to or a Crunch or whatever.
Was it like a treadmill or was it something? They didn't say what specifically it was.
They did not.
It was an exercise bike.
What was the bike?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Lauren. You were on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. I kind of understand because I work at a tanning salon and we have a lady that's broken our acrylics, just the part you lay on, twice. Those are $400 a piece every time she breaks them.
Do you tell her before she goes in there, though, and say, like, you know, this might happen?
I mean, we haven't yet, but I'm sure that the owner will because, I mean, he's paid $800 for this lady so far. You know what I mean?
Does she come out and tell you that that happened, or does the next person just go in and it's all smashed?
No, whenever you go in to clean it, it's, like, got a crack in it.
Oh, I feel bad.
Poor thing.
Right. I feel bad for her.
Well, that's your fault for not saying something to her, you know?
Well, how do you have that conversation, though? I mean...
Well, I mean, the first time it's like, I wonder if she did it. But then the second time it's like, oh, yep, definitely was her. You know what I mean?
I wonder if she even knows she did it.
I don't know. Probably
a tough
not.
Conversation to have.
Here is Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, Burt. Hey, guys. Hey. I just have to say that that gym didn't do anything wrong. All gyms tell you about weight limits on machines. She should have stopped eating while she was pregnant, and she wouldn't have gotten so fat.
I've had two kids,
and I've lost weight after each of them.
Oh, Lord.
Well, some people can't do it as easily as you can.
All you have to do is not be a pig. I mean, I'm sorry. It's really easy. Watch what you eat. Watch how you exercise. You don't have to just gorge yourself. And then those little bikes can't handle big old people like that. And you talk about the stuff on The Biggest Loser. Those are way expensive equipment that not every standard gym is going to have.
So you feel like you can be so black and white about this issue and kind of harsh about it because you lost the weight yourself?
Absolutely.
And you don't think genetics or your DNA has anything to do with your weight or your ability to gain or lose weight?
No, because both my parents are heavy. My brother weighs over 300 pounds. And one of my children is 22, and he's a large child. No, you just have to take care of yourself.
Would you say the exact same thing to your kid who's overweight?
I do say the exact same thing to my kid, and so far he's lost 60-something pounds, and he's doing great.
I have noticed that, especially with women that are have lost a lot of weight, they are so hard on women that are heavy.
I think you're worried because your parents are overweight and you're worried that you've got that gene in you and you're taking it out on other people by being so rude about it and using the word pig. Who uses the word pig?
Well, I was
do you call
fat.
Your parents pigs?
I was fat when up until the time I was 20 or 21, I weighed 200 pounds and now I weigh 95.
And so you're mad at your potential self. And that's why you're taking on other people.
No, I just don't want to hear people whining when there's something that they can do about it and they can take care of it.
But shouldn't you be more sensitive? Because at one point somebody was calling you a pig and you know what that felt like. So shouldn't you be more sensitive to people that were your weight?
That was what motivated me.
Hmm. Wow.
I
feel bad for her. No, I don't want her feelings to be hurt. And pig, yes, was a little bit strong. But it's all a matter of taking care of yourself and watching so you don't have all that road that you have to regain.
Somebody's got to start from somewhere. She decided to go to the gym. Now, you know, again, if the gym said it, then she should have adhered to what they said. But I also think the culture of gyms, I mean, like, I wouldn't join a gym. I don't feel comfortable in a gym. If I'm working out, I'm doing it at home. I'm doing it outside because I just feel like it's this, I don't know, pretty people place. And it's this, you know, I don't think anybody that's overweight, especially 385 pounds, would ever feel comfortable in any gym.
Sometimes it feels voyeuristic in a gym. Like everybody's watching everybody else.
Especially if you're in the back row of treadmills and there's a hot girl in the front row.
And then it feels like competitive or like you feel like you should like dress the right way or have the right clothes. And
especially some gyms that have glass walls, where everybody outside who walks around can see inside. That's not a safe place.
I think there are definitely some gyms that happens more at than other gyms. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where it's more of a sort of let's all look at the pretty people kind of gym. Yeah.
If I worked at a gym today, I would go up to somebody who's not that overweight if they were on an exercise bike and tell them they were too big to use the exercise bike as motivation based on what that girl said. Mm. Hey, pig, get off the bike.
Go walk
around the aerobics room.
We're talking about this woman in Oklahoma City that is 385 pounds. And she says when she signed up for the gym, nobody told her. Her story is nobody told her that she was too big for some of the exercise equipment. The gym is maintaining that they did verbally tell her it's not in the contract, and they booted her out of the gym. They said, you can't work out here because it's not good for the equipment and it's unsafe for yourself.
Well, I mean, they just told her to get off with an exercise bike, mm-hmm. and they did it in front of other people that were exercising, so that was embarrassing to her. And then she wanted out of her contract, and they let her out.
Here is Angela. Good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, everybody. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to comment on this. I think it's total weight discrimination. I mean, everybody knows if you're in business, you need to put things in writing. And they know what their weight limitations are on their equipment. That's why they buy it. Mm-hmm. So that needs to be written in the contract. I mean, I work out at LA Fitness, and I see people of all weights, all ages, and I've seen people that are approaching 400, 500 pounds, and they're working out just fine on the equipment. I think these people probably got complaints, or people were grossed out by looking at her, which is horrible, and they just went and told her to get off the equipment.
The thing is, even if it's not in the contract and they've agreed to let her out, like, are you saying that once she's in the contract, they're not entitled to come up to her and go, hey, we forgot to tell you this, but you're going to break our bike?
Yeah, I think that's too
late
at that point.
Well, I mean, the contract is very
important.
It's too
late.
So,
what? She's allowed to use a bike that's unsafe for her? Because then if she breaks the bike and falls off and gets hurt, then she's going to sue them too.
And they won't have a case because it wasn't in the contract. You know what I mean? So the contract is important. I just think that
at the end of the day, that's the most important.
That's the most important at the end of the day. But I think that now it'll be in the contract.
I bet it
after
is.
All this attention they're getting.
I bet they're rewriting it right this second, actually.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Burt Show.
So this one comes out of Oklahoma City that we're talking about this morning, and it's about a woman that's 385 pounds. She signs up at the gym, starts working out. Then the gym says, I'm sorry, but there's just some equipment here that you can't use. Mm-hmm. It's not safe for you. The equipment can break. We're really sorry, but go ahead and feel free to use our cardio room over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she says that they never told her upon sign up that there was some equipment that she couldn't use. But the manager and owners are saying that they did have a conversation with her in a little private office somewhere. During contract time, that did indicate that there was some stuff she wouldn't use. So it's a he said, she said type thing.
Nothing is in writing about
But they
that.
Did let her out of the contract.
Yes.
Right.
No
they
cancellation
did.
Fee, nothing. She didn't have
they
to pay
did,
anything.
They did release her from the contract.
But they also embarrassed her, telling her to get off of the equipment in front of other people.
For her own safety.
Perhaps. Now, we did have one Burt Show listener on a couple of seconds ago that was harsh, that was saying she was a pig and she should lose her weight if she really wanted to.
Yeah, and then we learned that her own family is, most are overweight.
So it got pretty harsh. Hey, Kia, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Okay, good. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, first of all, I wanted to say that I definitely do not agree with what the gym did. I think that was just disgusting. But the last lift in there, oh, my goodness, she was just terrible. And I can say that personally because I've always been a really small girl. I was 130 pounds, forever. I had my son, and I was really sick with my son. I had toxemia, preeclampsia, and placenta previa. I gained 80-plus pounds. Mm-hmm. I was 202 pounds when I delivered my son. I worked my butt off every day on this P90X trying to lose this baby weight. My son's 1 year old, and I still carry 20 pounds of that baby weight, not just because I'm fat and I like to eat. I work a 9-to-5 job. So that I could support my son. But I work out, and, I still carry 20 pounds of the baby weight. So, I mean, what does that say about someone who works out and still hasn't, lost the weight? I think that was disgusting. And she's a grown woman, and she weighs 95 pounds. What does that say about you? That's not cute.
Mm-mm. What are you shaking your head for?
Yeah, when everybody is coming on, saying their pounds and their weight, it's all different for each person. It certainly depends on your height, but I would agree with that last caller that 95 pounds as an adult woman is not really the safest weight to be unless you're, 4'11". Then I guess that would be okay to be 95 pounds, but she was coming on to brag on how skinny she was.
the story that we're talking about this morning is about a woman from Oklahoma City that was just booted out of the gym, 385 pounds, and she wasn't booted out of the gym.
She wasn't booted out of the gym.
They just said that she couldn't use some of the workout equipment.
She was on an exercise bike, and they told her to get off the bike. So the embarrassment came where they told her to get off the bike in front of other people and that she could use the aerobic room to walk in, and said it was because she was too fat to use the bike. And she's 385, and she said that, you know, of course it embarrassed her, and I don't believe the gym handled that situation correctly. At all, but you know, the issue is that she was let out of her contract and she was let out of any cancellation fee, and they've parted ways.
Here's Max. Hey, Max, you're on the Burt Show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, I just want to say I don't think weight discrimination should be a real discrimination, because if that's the case, then people can get discriminated for almost anything now for being too skinny or bald or your ears too big.
You can.
And it is like a legal, it's a law that they have to inform everyone, big, skinny, it doesn't matter how big you are. They have to tell you about the safety regulations of the equipment.
I would like to talk to people, and we can put you on the voice disguiser, 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378, that are sure that they have been discriminated against because of their weight.
Well, we talked about it not that long ago when the director from Hollywood, Kevin Smith, had the whole thing about him being too fat to fly.
Mm-hmm. On Southwest.
On Southwest, where wanted him to buy two seats and asked him off the plane.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Blake, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
What's going on?
Hey. You tell us.
Well, man, my thing is, like, if they told her about it in the beginning when they were going through the contract and everything, why would she even sign the contract to join the gym if they told her that, well, you can't use this equipment anyway, it's going to be pointless?
So what you're saying is their argument makes no sense?
Exactly. I mean, if she's saying they didn't tell him, then that they didn't tell her, you know, why would she even join the gym?
But I don't, I understand what, like, everybody's trying to follow the letter of the law, and it has to be in the contract and everything. There's a lot of things that you could argue aren't in the contract. If somebody came in and said, you know, was using a piece of equipment dangerously, let's say somebody was lifting up one of those... Been a long time since I've been in a...
Yeah, name it, Jeff. Go ahead.
Barbells?
Nope. The thing where you pull it behind your shoulders and then you put the stacks of the weight and you put the pin in.
Like the shoulder press things or...
Come on, Bert. Pretend you don't know this.
Shoulder press, sure.
All right, shoulder press. So you're using the shoulder press thing and you pull it all the way down, you know, as far as you can. Then you just let it go so the weights come crashing down.
Right.
And you keep doing that. Wouldn't you expect a manager of a gym to come up and go, hey, you're using that equipment incorrectly and it's dangerous and you could break it?
And show you how to use it properly.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And if you refuse to do that, wouldn't they say you can't use this piece of equipment?
I think your argument is
two different things,
though. No. Yeah, I mean, I'll go along
okay,
with that.
Okay, so
sure.
If there's somebody overweight, like, and that wouldn't be in the contract. There won't be a line in the contract. But you have to agree that the gym is entitled to tell you that you're using a piece of equipment incorrectly and dangerously, right? The gym is entitled to do that because you could hurt yourself, you could hurt someone else, you could break the equipment.
But
that's the situation she's in. The only difference is
it isn't, because what you're talking about is operator error. What she's talking about is this is my existing condition that I came in on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But what if it's safety regulations on different pieces of equipment?
And because there's not a line in that contract identifying every piece of equipment they have and what she can use and doesn't use and the weight limits and all of that, that still does not mean that the gym is not entitled to protect their equipment, protect their other customers, and protect her. Because guess what? If they don't say anything to her because they don't want to hurt her feelings and that bike tips over and she hurts herself, she can sue the gym and go, wait, why didn't you tell me? Mm-hmm. She's just, I mean, without, take the weight out of it, she's just one of them complainer people.
Well, no,
I don't think so.
I think it's the nature of where she was. I think people's reaction would be different if it wasn't a gym, you know, because in the case of Kevin Smith, everybody came down on him. Everybody comes down on an overweight person on a plane because they should know better than to think that they can fit in one of those seats, and they know they need to buy two seats. So I think people are more critical of anybody, because I think in this room we were kind of critical of Kevin Smith, but I think because she's in a gym and what she's trying to, in her words, you know, lose the weight, make herself feel better about herself, and that's what she said, then, you know, we're thinking differently.
I wish my memory was better, because I think with the Kevin Smith thing, it wasn't the weight issue, it was the way he handled the way they handled it.
And
that
he
we
was
were
saying
more
he,
upset about.
He they embarrassed me in front of everybody, and they kicked me off the plane when the plane was full. And he was embarrassed, and that's what his argument was.
Here is Frank. Hey, Frank, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey,
Bert, I'm overweight, and I don't feel like it's weight discrimination. The fact of the matter is all this equipment has weight limits, and some pieces you just will be too heavy for.
Yeah, but if you're like a new person to the gym, you don't know that. You would have no idea if it's your first time or you just took a tour of the gym.
They told her.
But it doesn't, that is beside the point.
I don't think it is.
Why? So you're saying that she should be allowed to use that equipment regardless of the damage she could do to it, to herself, or to another customer because they didn't tell her.
It all comes down to the he said, she said issue. I think they would have had to tell her before she signed that agreement.
But if she didn't, then she is allowed.
If she didn't what?
If they didn't tell her and she didn't know that, then she is allowed to use that equipment even if it's dangerous.
But I think the issue...
Because they didn't... Okay.
I think the issue is the same as the reference to Kevin Smith. She was embarrassed. That's where this all is coming from. She was embarrassed.
It.
If they had come to her and said, hey, can we talk to you in the office just really quickly? I'm sorry to interrupt you in the middle of your workout, but is there... This is the only time we get to, can talk to you. And then that way she says, okay, no problem, and goes into the office behind closed doors. And then they say, we got to be honest with you. You're too heavy to ride that bike, but we didn't want to embarrass you in front of, or we didn't want to make you feel uncomfortable in front of everybody. This wouldn't have even made television.
That's right. I'm not arguing I'm not saying it's great customer service.
Right.
But I'm
but
just
I think
saying
that's
that
why that's why it's come to light is because of the customer service.
And you would think that trainers and managers of training facilities would be the most sensitive to that because they see that all the time. Mm-hmm. They know how insecure people are about their weight. Why are you rolling your eyes like that? Why are you giving me the rolling eyes?
No, well, because I don't think most trainers understand or sympathize. I think like Jillian Michaels, for instance, the fact that she's so famous and the fact that she is able to have these clients that keep the weight off and she has all these shows is because she was once overweight. So I think if you're a trainer that has never had weight issues, you cannot sympathize with your clients.
That's a good point.
This is The Bert Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it. The Bert Show.
All right, I got to make a decision here on this letter thing. And I think I just had an epiphany, actually, about 3 minutes ago.
Really?
Let me just give you some...
Was it here in Baby, Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
That always gets my creative juices flowing. Yeah. That song is like a muse for me. Where do I even begin to start to define my relationship with my parents? I don't even know where to start. All I know is that I'm still dealing with parent issues in my adulthood, and it angers me. Where do I even start, y'all?
You're a divorce trophy, not to generalize, but I mean in an extreme way. Like, I think they both really made it tough for you growing up.
If we're going to go back that far, then the base story is my dad takes off after divorce, goes out to California. I stay with mom.
In New York.
In New York, right. Then I start visiting dad in summer times. And while I was visiting my dad, I'm probably 7 years old at the time, 6 years old. My dad just starts to fill my head with all sorts of crap about my mom. She don't really love you. Every day you should go back to go visit when you're with your mom. Make it like real pain in the butt so she'll send you out to California. So I did that. You know, like as a 7 year old or whatever, you're listening to your dad, you know? So I go back home and I just make my mom's life hell. You know, as far as a seven-year-old can. And the plan works out perfectly for me and my dad, I guess. And she ends up giving me up, and I go out to California to live with my dad. And once I get out there, my dad continues to fill my head up with all sorts of crap about my mom. So she reaches out when I'm 7 or 8 years old, and I cut her off. 10 years we don't speak to each other.
God, that's crazy.
I know,
right?
Seven to 17. Wow. 10 years we don't talk. And my dad really was sort of the evil architect behind the whole thing. And that's where, if we were going to pinpoint it, Melissa, that's probably where it all starts, back in childhood, right? So fast forward, in high school, I reconnect with my mom. I start to build a history about what exactly happened, and then I hold it against my dad. So things have never really been great with my dad, too, who sort of, he's a bad dude. My dad's a real bad dude. Cheated on my mom, did a lot of drugs, just a real controlling guy. So wasn't ever supportive in anything I did. So I didn't grow up in a nurturing family at all. As far as my mom goes, now she's a family therapist. Every time I say it, I'm going to laugh at myself.
That's awesome.
Isn't that funny? She's like, well, like we've said before, there has to be the best. Yeah. There has to be the worst in every profession. My mom has given up three children at one point or another, and none of them talk to her. To say that she's not nurturing would be a crazy understatement. The way that she's treated the children pretty much are more like a pain in the ass than anything else. Just like, I had you, now go do your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that is sort of the attitude my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's fast forward to a couple of months ago. I can't even remember what the last thing was that made her decide that she didn't want to talk to me this last time.
She's always been a little bit awkward with your kids, right?
Yeah, she's just a really she's a woman that wants to be a grandmother but doesn't have the skills to be a grandmother. So she'll sit around the house and not hang out with the kids or anything like that. But she wants to be invited to the party, but she doesn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, how did we get to the letter part of the whole thing? Because she said that she couldn't.
Because wasn't
something was going on between she and I?
What you explained once before is that she couldn't deal with something right now. Like, you were like, hey, we got to talk about something. And she said, I can't do it right now.
Wasn't via email? Wasn't the last argument via email? And then, I can't remember.
You got mad at her when she distributed that Two Girls, One Cup video.
Gross.
Really?
No, that was actually some of the MedBurt press.
But this was my epiphany, is that if I can't even remember what this last fight was about, then why the hell am I even holding on to it?
Well, but I think it's just the pattern. I mean, it's the pattern of your family, of the... You try to reconcile, then something happens and you cut each other off. And then you try to reconcile. But I think, again, just as it was when you were a kid, as an adult, the weight of it is on you to try to initiate the reconciliation with your mother and your father and trying to make it right simply because they're your parents. You know?
Always. Like, I always feel like I'm the one that's trying to bring it together. And every single time, I'm let down by my mom and my dad. Every single time.
But you say it's that gravitational pull that doesn't allow you to completely cut it off and let go. And some in your family have, though, right? Don't you have...
Yeah.
Half brothers that have completely cut your mom out.
Completely cut her off. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to her at all. And they've advised me, look, that I'm taking the hard road here. The easy road is they literally have compartmentalized their life to where they don't think about her every day. No contact doesn't
Gone.
Bother them. They're like she's like a foreign person to them.
Mm-hmm. And so I think you've done that somewhat in that you've become really close with your wife's family and they're more like your parents than your parents are.
Totally.
Right?
Totally, totally. Very close to my father-in-law and my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. And let me just add one thing to this before we get to the most pressing problem is that I have always felt up until this point that I didn't want to be the cutoff guy, that I've seen my parents do it my entire life. So I thought, okay, I'm going to be the guy that changes this whole thing. So when my mom and my dad were treating me crappy all these years, I was always the one to say, hey, I don't want this to be a cutoff, so let's just continue whatever we have together. Well, it did. It got so bad a couple of months ago that the last time when she said she couldn't take whatever stress we were going through together was my last straw. I'm like, that's it. Go ahead. So she sends me an email and says, okay, she's ready to talk. I'm okay now. And that's when I shot her one back and I said, you know what? This time things are different. I'm not ready here. So that's where we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sends me this letter in the mail and it gets there at the end of April, beginning of May. And I didn't want to open it. I didn't want to deal with it, man, because I know the pattern with my mom is she's going to say something that's really, really hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't want to deal with the crap. I had my wife's birthday. I had our anniversary. I had one of my children's birthday also. Mother's Day in May. Jen suggested to me, just don't deal with it this month. Deal with it in June.
Celebrate the family you've created and enjoy that time and deal with this part of your family you can't control. Deal with that later.
I love that idea because it gave me 30 days to cop out.
Stall.
and then Jen reminded you that the year 2010 is just a busy year. There's Christmas.
Yep.
There's Labor Day, Memorial Day.
World Cup is on Saturday.
Yeah.
World Cup, you're joyful about soccer.
Sure.
Labor Day.
Don't let her be the black cloud.
Yeah, there's a big UFC fight coming up in a couple of
Halloween.
Weeks. Who can miss that? I'm consumed with other things. So there the letter sits right now. And I decided like over the next a couple of days ago, I decided I got to handle this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, you know, why? Like if it was really that important and I'm trying to make the statement that I'm not doing this anymore, then why wouldn't she just pick up the phone? If she has something to say to me, why can't she just pick up the phone? Or is that just stubborn?
Or she might be nervous to call you. I mean,
have you decided?
She is a family therapist. So you can't say she doesn't know how to deal with conflict.
Maybe you need to pay her $170 an hour to be your mom.
That comes to mind, though, is we always talk about relationships here on The Burt Show, and we're always talking about how there are certain people that present you the way they are, and you can constantly try to change them. In particular, we talk about how guys are a certain way, and women try to change them, and a guy shows you how he is, and a woman thinks it's going to get better, but mm-hmm. No, he is who he is right in front of you at this moment. And the same, I think, you probably mentally, unfortunately, you've gotten in that habit with your parents. You know what? This time it'll be different. And the thing is, they're the same people they've always been. Mm-hmm. And so, like with this letter, I could see where you're saying, why am I going to be a part of this dance again?
And I've seen the emails and I've seen the Facebook messages and all that, the ones that say take the higher road and you can't change your parents, accept them for who they are, which I could do if she wasn't doing hurtful things.
What do you think the letter's going to say?
I have zero idea.
I think it's probably just going to be some coupons for laundry detergent at Costco. Clipped him out. She said, you know what? They've got kids. They've got a lot going on. I'm going to save my dollar.
Green stamp.
Here's my wife, Stacy, to fill in the blanks that I couldn't fill in. Hey, honey.
Hi.
Because, you know, when you go through something like this, your spouse, I think, goes through it worse
absolutely.
Than you do.
Because
it's your own family, right?
Yes. Way more defensive for you.
Hey, honey, I don't have all that much time, but fill in the blanks for me. Right. I can't even remember how we got to this place.
Right. I just wanted to give you that real quick. I'm not going to say my opinions or anything. But remember, you started doing all this really great therapy work last year, mm-hmm. and she was supposed to come for a therapy session with you here in Atlanta.
That's right.
And she just didn't bother to show up.
She stood me up.
Mm, at a therapy session when she's a therapist.
Yes. This is what I'm talking about. Yeah. Dude, I'm laughing at it on the outside, but I'm starting to get sad talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. this is the pattern, Melissa, that you were talking about with Bert, is that mm-hmm. it's so painful what they do to him that he blocks it out.
Survival, right?
That was not a joke. Like, he really did not remember that she didn't show up for that.
I totally forgot.
To remind him of these things, and he forgets.
That's a survival tactic, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Wow.
But he's been doing this since I've known him with them.
Yeah,
so it's awful.
It was supposed to be this big old powwow. We were just supposed to clear the air and let's just move on with our relationship. And she stood me up and then was sort of callous about it, too. Mm-hmm. So that was the breaking point for me.
Right.
That's right. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
All right,
I have to give Stacy credit because you know what? How much strength it took for her not to
just
give her opinion
to,
just
yes.
then.
Yeah.
To hold back.
She's giving her opinion right now to Hollis in the car seat in the back. Hollis is just trying to watch his Dora DVD, and he's like, turn that off. We got to talk about grandma for a minute.
Mother-in-law, my ass.
Hollis is my 3-year-old. All right, so we'll get to the letter here in just 1 second, then we'll wrap it up. Hey, Kelly, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. I'm so thankful, not to be mean or anything, that there's somebody else that's going through exactly what I'm going through.
Really?
And the negativity that you must get from this, it's not worth it.
Well, I'll tell you what really angers me more than anything else. I just don't feel like I should be dealing with these issues at my age. It just seems like such a waste of time that it should be resolved already. But I don't think your mommy and your daddy issues ever go away, y'all.
And when we talked to Megan, our, you know, Burt Show listener, who's trying to resolve the issues with her father and her half-sister, like, so that's one of the things that keeps going through my mind, is like, no, it's not going to be a simple knock on the door and it be resolved. She's dealing with him for the rest of her life,
right.
You know, and it just reiterates the importance of being a parent and just showing your kids love. And that's it. I mean, the rest of it, you know, is important. But the most important thing is make your kid feel wanted and mm-hmm. not make them a victim.
I've said this time and time again on the show that here's what you got to realize now, or what I realize now as a parent, is that once you have children, you're not only changing your relationship with your children, but you're forming their attitude about family and everything else. And not only them, but every child that comes on the family tree after them is shaped by what you do with your kids.
Now, people make such a big deal about influencing children.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's a huge responsibility.
Like, you know, and they'll figure it out when they grow up.
Give
That's
them a
why children
box and they'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think that you take seriously that whole thing about breaking the patterns.
I have
because
tried,
Because if you
yes.
cut them off, then guess what? You are becoming your parents.
So
and
I've
that's
always
the thing you've wanted to avoid the whole time.
I think you should.
I've always tried to establish with my parents, too, that if things are crappy between us, you can still have a relationship with your grandkids.
Mm-hmm. You could get that letter, open it up, not read it, cross out your name and your mom's name, and make it from you to your son, Hayden, because he can read, right? He's old enough to read, and just give it to him.
Just brilliant. Brilliant. But I'm so glad you don't have kids.
But then you're bridging the gap.
You and Jessica decided not to.
I didn't. You're bridging the gap between...
She's heard you on the show. She's like, I support her decision.
Between Grandma and Hayden.
So the bottom line here is what I've decided today. I'm just opening it today. A lot of you guys have said, have Stacey read it. I can't do that because if there's something in there that can be such a total deal breaker between Stacey and my mom that I'd rather deal with it myself first and then just pick and choose the parts that I share with my wife.
Yeah.
So I'm going to open it today. I'm going to read it. I'm going to start dealing with it one way or the other.
Good luck.
I thought, you know what, maybe I should just torch this thing also because if it was really that important, she'd call, but screw it. I'm just going to go for it.
Don't play with fire.
Thanks, Jeff. Where's the wisdom? Did you just open that fortune cookie?
No. I would just rip it up a lot.
You're on The Burt Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, we need to fire up the celebrity incarceration draft. Jen, do you want to explain exactly what this is?
Yeah, basically, we try to predict the next celebrity who's going to get arrested. So each of us choose someone as our prediction each time a new celebrity gets arrested. So we basically create a roster per round of who we pick. So, for instance, it was just Chase Crawford who was arrested for pot possession. So we will each pick a celebrity, and then they join our roster, and we get to predict the celebrity that gets arrested. If that ends up on your list, then you get the money because we put in about $5 per round.
And I know we always try to predict how much money is in this jackpot.
$1 million.
Right, we don't know.
It's just the math.
It doesn't matter.
$1 million.
It's really bragging rights. No, that we're
not when you're up to the past $300. It's more than bragging rights. I'm a Jewish man.
It's $5 per person.
Ish.
Conveniently
it's
$25
Jewish. $25 per round. I believe there's $300 in the pot.
Okay,
right,
that's
now.
Nice money right there.
So this will be this round. For Chase Crawford, we'll take it up to $325.
Okay. So every time a celebrity gets busted, we try to predict who the next one is going to be. They stay on our roster. Okay, this is our order of picking and choosing today. Mm-hmm. I can see the panic in Melissa Carter's eyes because she doesn't have anybody picked yet.
Well, and also the thing is that we've picked so many that now I forget if the ones I'm thinking about have already been picked. So we'll see.
Okay. Well, there's good news and bad news for you then because you have been selected to go first this round.
Oh, great.
I am second, Jeff, then Wendy, and then Jen will be our order. All right. Melissa, in past rounds, Jeff has selected whom?
R. Kelly, Tim.
I'm just buying time for you right now, Carter.
R. Kelly, Tim Robbins.
Could you speak a little more slowly?
No,
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to tell everybody who they picked, so just pay attention, everybody. Ready?
No.
Bert. This is from round one. Bert picked Andy Dick. Melissa picked R. Kelly. Jen picked Tila Tequila. I picked Simon.
Simon Monge. Oh, and he's dead.
Since
that's
deceased.
A wasted pick. That's a wasted pick. Sorry, bro.
Wendy picked Misha Barton. Round two. Bert picked Jeremy Shockley. Melissa picked Tim Robbins. Jen picked Cat Williams. I picked Russell Brand. Wendy took John Gosselin. In round three, Bert took Steve-O. Melissa took Brittany Murphy's mom. I took Lindsay Lohan. Or I'm sorry, Jen took Lindsay Lohan. I took Eminem. Wendy took Mel Gibson.
I'm just shocked that Lindsay Lohan waited that long to get picked. I mean, it's a smart pick on your part, but how did we let that go?
I got the whole Lohan family.
Round four, with the whole cast of the Jersey Shore. Bert, you took Pauly D. Melissa, you took Sammy Sweetheart. Jen, you took JWoww. I took The Situation. Wendy took Snooki. Round five, when DMX was arrested. Chris Angel was Bert's pick. Jeff Bridges was Melissa's. Michael Lowen was Jen's. I took Spencer Pratt. Wendy took Courtney Love. Halfway through. Round six, Danny Glover was arrested, and Bert picked Jesse James. Melissa picked Charlie Sheen. Jen took John Mayer. I took Steven Seagal. Wendy took Danny DeVito.
Because she hadn't thought of anybody.
Because he's crazy.
She looked over here, and the first name that came to mind was Danny DeVito.
Well, they
our co-stars. Top of mind.
Round seven, which is when Heather Locklear was arrested, but even though she was exonerated, she still counts because she got the cuffs slapped on her. Bert took John Daly. Melissa took Tommy Lee. Jen took Tara Reid. I took Jamie Foxx. Wendy took Gary Busey.
Oh, yeah. That could happen. That's
Oh, my God. He's really
crazy. That's a really good pick.
Round eight, when Tito Ortiz hit Jenna Jameson. Bert took Blake Fiedler-Civil. Melissa took Kiefer Sutherland. Jen took Dina Lowen. God. I took Brian Dunkelman. Wendy took David Hasselhoff. Round nine, when Randy Quaid and his wife were arrested. Bert, you took Mickey Rourke. Melissa, you took Bobby Brown. Jen, you took Amy Winehouse. Jeff, you took Robert Downey Jr. Wendy, you took Jeremy Piven. Round 10, when Lawrence Taylor was arrested for pleasuring himself, I guess, in front of that girl. Bert, you took Bombshell McGee. Melissa, you took Jude Law. Jen took Pete Doherty. I took Bruce Willis. Wendy took Rachel Yucatel. Round 11, when Janie Lane was busted, lead singer of Warrant. Bert took Gary Coleman.
Oh.
Really?
Does that feel good for you, Jeff?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Aww. You both picked somebody.
So we both have a wish to pick.
Maybe
wow.
This is the death pool.
That's a waste of
time. We don't even know it. Dun, dun, dun.
We're living in a sideways world like in Lost.
Melissa took George Michael. Jen took John Goodman. I took Nikki Six. Wendy took Taylor Monson.
Yes.
And then finally, the 12th round was Suge Knight was arrested. Wendy took, how could DMX and Suge Knight both get arrested in this and none of us had picked them?
I know, that's ridiculous.
We're getting oddly mad.
That's a lot of money now, man.
Wendy,
you will never, ever listen to a morning show more competitive with each other than this one right here.
Bert, you took Woody Harrelson. Melissa, you took Martin Sheen. Jen, you took Khloe Kardashian. I took Todd Bridges, and Wendy took Naomi Campbell, and then that is everybody.
Okay. Can you do those again?
No.
I forgot.
Man, I hope that.
Yeah, I checked out about halfway through, so you're going to have to check some of those lists for me. Melissa, who are you taking in this round now that Chase Crawford has been busted?
I know that he is now drug-free, and I know, but just something about him, even though I like him better after seeing his movie over the weekend, I'm going to pick Russell Brand.
I already picked him.
He's already been picked.
Damn, did you say
Are you
that?
Serious?
You have forfeited your pick in this round.
You go last.
Is that who,
What?
Is that who you want me to pick?
I picked him.
Did you say Russell Brand?
I did.
I totally missed that. Well, then I'll take his fiance, Katy Perry.
Okay. That's just a panic pick. That's a pick out
it's
of panic.
It's not a bad pick, though, because that would be random, but good.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
On any given day, like getting busted for having a joint on her or something?
And the thing is, I guess we could split the pot if Russell and Katy are out and both get arrested. Then I'll tell on whoever who has Russell.
I have Russell.
Did you say Hayden Panettiere somewhere in there? Because I figured like she's all environmentally conscious. You got this whole oil thing going on. I know she's really big into the Dolphins, not Miami, but the real ones. And they could be, you know, they're in the Gulf now, so maybe.
I think it's Panettiere.
Panettiere.
She has not been picked, and I need someone to spell that name for me.
P-A-N something.
Thanks. Got that.
Nice job, Wendy.
Way to step up.
I'll send Jeff, it to you. You are third this round.
My pick is going to be the woman known as Mrs. Gary Coleman.
That's who I was going to pick.
Solid.
Good choice.
She's looking for publicity.
Shannon Price is her name.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
And I would also like to
request
that I earn half the pot should she die.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because it appears
you
that
making up new rules?
No.
Nope. It appears when I pick somebody whose spouse recently died, they died. And I don't like that.
You can request anything you want. Just like you can call up a radio station and request a song, but it's not getting played.
Well, I just wanted to go on record.
Jen Hobby.
I thought I was last.
You're
don't
right.
You go next?
Wendy, you're up.
Oh. I'm going to pick Jenna Jameson because her and her husband got in that feud and she's just a little crazy. So.
Okay. Awesome.
No reason particular.
And I am going real random here, and I don't know why, but I'm going with Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, tell him.
Soulja Boy, really? Just for no reason at all?
Just randomly.
Just could happen at any point.
I saw his name this morning because I think he's got a feature on the new Lil Jon record. And so instead of going with Lil Jon, whose record is out, I'm going with Soulja Boy, tell him.
Okay.
Good one.
And that's Soulja, S-O-L-D-J-A, right?
I don't think there's a D.
S-O-L-J-A.
Uh-huh. Boy.
Got it.
And then at the end, tell them.
Got it.
Okay. So you can go check out all of our picks up online right now at theburtshow.com. And just keep in mind, when anybody gets arrested like that, just email us and tell us.
Because that's usually how we find out.
Yeah. When you guys flag us first.
Right.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great.
relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.